Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Jimmy. That's Jake. Producer Zach. Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx. RSVLTS. Sup, Jake?
RSVLTS Roosevelt.
Think I'm gonna kill myself.
Jimmer Fredette.
Mm-hmm.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. I'm doing all right. This lineup has something going on here, and I think we kind of okay.
Keep going.
This is just how it goes now.
This is a betting track. It's underneath.
Okay, it really is.
Yeah, but it's just underneath.
A little loud in my ears, but yeah, man. Why don't you get into the lineup then?
Lineup sucks.
Keep the music going.
Oh, okay. The lineup is brutal. Voit gets the day off. DJ LeMayer's leading off. Gleyber Torres slides up to the two-hole. Aaron Hicks in the three-hole. Clint Frazier batting fourth, playing right field for the 12th game in a row. Miguel Andujar left field. Gary Sanchez is DHing. Mike Ford's at first base, Higgy's at catcher, and Tyro's at second base. So the last four, Gary Sanchez, Mike Ford, Higgy, Tyro, seemed easily avoidable, but they did it anyway. I get Voit is going on with some foot stuff.
Yeah.
First cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. First cut is the deepest.
I said yesterday on our series recap, if Ford's in the lineup tomorrow, I will be upset.
Yes.
No need to do this.
Rightfully so. Yeah, man, and I think the bigger frustration here, and hey, we'll see if in the coming minutes it comes out that Voit is hurt. We're all assuming rest day at this point.
He said rest day. It came
for foot stuff.
I believe he said it was just a regular rest day.
He's
dealing with some stuff. Get him a game off.
Which, again, I mean, you know, against the lefty to get, you know, back-to-back wins. No more funny business this season, or whatever the quote was. I get it, but not at all. Especially if you're going to open up the DH spot, which they have Higgy catching, which... You know, if Gary's got to figure it out and him and Cole have been having a love affair all year, then just there's something disconnected. Either sit Higgy or sit Gary this game. And they didn't do that. To get a two-game win streak. Two games.
DH Andujar, have DJ LeMayu play first base. I'd rather if Tyro and Wade... In the lineup.
Yeah.
Then Ford.
Yeah. That's fair.
At least if Wade gets on base, he can do something on base. At least he gives you plus defense up the middle if you put him at second base. There's no reason for Ford to be getting starts right now.
Yeah.
Cue him getting a home run today, and maybe this looks dumb, but I still don't even care.
We dare you. Make us look bad.
There's no reason.
Make us look
bad.
If
Voit needs a day because he's banged up, that sucks, but I get it.
Right.
There's still no reason for Ford to be in this lineup and for Gary and Higgy to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
Sit Gary, DH Andujar. Just stupid. If it's coming off a win, trying to get momentum, whatever. They can still win today. Cole hopefully shoves. But, I mean, Boo.
Yeah, it's just a, it's an unfortunate.
It's a deflating lineup. The balloon was like, we're growing the balloon, and this is just a little bit.
It's an unfortunate flashback to, I mean, literally, you know, 3 days ago when it's, if we're going to do it today, it comes from the top five. Maybe a sneaky Tyro hit today because his numbers are okay versus lefties.
That's my what to watch
small
for.
Sample this year.
That's my what to watch for.
Okay.
Tyro, do stuff.
Okay. And I don't hate that, to be honest. He had a nice hit last game, and he had another, could have been a fake hit that would have.
I don't have faith in Gary. I have zero faith in Ford. I don't have, it's not that I don't have faith in Higgy. It's not that I don't have faith in Higgy. I'm not expecting much.
Big swing hat off Higashioka.
Tyro, do stuff.
Yeah, like that would, if we're going to have the big inning today, like it would be, you know, Tyro gets on, and it's like, okay. DJ slaps one to right. Bang. Glaber hits a second homer of the day.
Why'd they play Ford?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a weird Ford fascination. There's one, like, there's one nerd left of the Yankees analytics team that's still like, I swear Ford's going to figure it out. It's like, no. No. Yeah, no. I mean, Tyler Austin gets mentioned in the chat. I would love to see Tyler Austin batting seventh today. Oh, my God.
He's a lefty masher.
Hits lefties, hits meatballs. When it comes to being lucky. Matt Tuffy, yeah, give him the call.
Joe, do you like this lineup?
Joe's, what do you think? Joe's McFly, ladies and gentlemen. Twitch streamer. Hop behind Jim there.
Behind him?
Yeah. Get in the shot.
This way? Here? Right here?
That camera.
Oh, this camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
False camera.
Follow him on Twitch.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all?
You've been a big Ford defender the past couple weeks, right?
No, I have not. I have not been on that train. By the way, shout to whoever said 11 homers for him this year. I don't know who you are, but you're somewhere out there. He said 11 homers for him. I don't know why Luke Voigt's not playing against a lefty. I thought we were trying to win every day. I thought that was done, but.
Maybe back-to-back, two wins. Garrett Cole.
Yeah. I'm really, really interested why Wade's not in there, man. Like
a couple walks.
Why isn't Wade in there today?
Wouldn't you rather, if Voigt absolutely has to sit because he's banged up.
He's banged up.
Wouldn't you rather play DJ at first, DH and Duhar, and put Tyro at third and Wade at second than have Ford at first?
A lot of moving parts.
I mean, I'd rather have better defense in left field.
Oh, yeah, I have this for you.
Guardian left.
Would you rather Ford at first or
a mop?
And Duhar playing first time ever at first base.
Oh. At least that'd be fun, right?
And Guardian left field instead of, because you would. It's just, whatever. It's a deflating lineup after a big win.
Yeah, I thought we were trying to win.
That means Ford's got to be really banged up. Otherwise, they're true assholes, and they have this as a planned rest day.
Right.
Because it is a lefty on the mound. So I think this means.
Lefty.
I think this means Voigt is truly banged up. Otherwise, they're just being true assholes.
New episode of Pinstripe Strong out today?
Yes.
Yeah. Go check that out before the game. Couple voicemails?
Couple interesting
voicemails.
Interesting.
If you're having a little fun before the game. We just mentioned it casually. It is Garrett Cole pitching.
Yeah, he's good. Well, yeah. Aaron Judge and Stanton are close to being able to take at bats again.
Huge.
Urshela expected back Tuesday. Lasagna this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We still have no idea what it was, right?
No, it seemed personal. Dick fell off or something like that.
Mm. A reptile dick functions.
Like a lizard tail.
Yeah.
It's got to grow back.
Zach, if I told you Johnny Lasagna had a lizard tail.
For his penis.
Penis issue. What are you picturing? Are you picturing it attached to the original penis?
No, just like scaly penis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like dragon scale from Thrones.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just picturing a lizard's penis. lizard's tail as the penis, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the most fun way to do
flopping
it.
Flopping back and forth between the thighs. All right. What's your what to watch for?
Orioles, Mullins, Iglesias, Stewart, Mountcastle, Severino, Nunez, Ruiz, Alberto, Valleca, with Keegan Aiken on the bump. My what to watch for tonight, man. Holy smokes, Andujar in left.
You just realized that?
No, I mean, I realized it, but I... When you say it, and like... We should be out here supporting Gerrit Cole.
This is a bad defensive and offensive lineup. It's a really like deflating lineup.
If you give me the defensive team, I say, all right, you know, DJ, Glaber, Hicks, Clint, push one across. However you got to. Play defense behind him. I mean, Estrada had one play at second. Otherwise, he hasn't been hot. Ford at first ain't hot. Andujar in left.
Gary DHing and Higgy. It's one of the...
like,
you
if
know,
you're Cole, what are you thinking
if
right
you put
now?
Talkman in there, that's, you know, at least they didn't put Talkman in there. Otherwise, this is the worst one
would
of them.
Would you rather have Talkman over Ford? It's a moment of truth.
Same shit.
Okay. You're the manager. You're making the lineup. Talkman or Ford today?
Talkman in left, Andujar at first.
Yeah. Me too.
At least that's better defense in the outfield.
Foul off a couple pitches for Talkie. Play defense. It's tough, man. It's tough. Ooh. My what to watch for is if Luke Voit pinch hits. Because if he does, birds to the analytics crew. Because then what are we doing? We're just making our... We're making our players we want to rest who are banged up pinch hit cold in the 7th or 8th inning hoping for a miracle instead. That's almost more dangerous.
So what you're what to watch for is what? Pinch hitting?
Not pinch hitting Luke Voit. If they do, I'll make a video.
You'll be mad?
I'll make a video. I'll go to Turo.
The only way...
If they pinch hit Voit, I'm going to Turo.
What about if it's 8 or 9? 8th or 9th inning. Is that allowed?
No, because then you should have just played him.
Because 7th with Hicks last time was ridiculous.
Yeah. Half a game. I don't want to go to Turo. What's your what to watch for?
That the lineup does really good. It's already Tyro. I said that already. Right. But it's that the lineup does really good and Ford does good to shut us up.
Right.
Because if we're correct, like, we can't be smarter than you.
Know who could light a little spark today? Higgster. Higgy with a little double down the line could be big. It's tough. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not great. God.
Pitching path to victory?
Who's not available? I think everyone is.
Britton's
right?
Not available.
He's gone back to back.
Britton is not available. But Chad is. Oh, this fake fucking website.
Ooh.
It's going to get me every time now.
RF. It's okay.
Britton's not available, and that's all. Everyone else is available. So the pitching path to victory is Chad. It's honestly Cole, Chad, Chapman. So 3 C's today.
Did Chad go 3 games in a row?
No.
Earlier this week?
No.
I thought he did. I thought they broke the rule. Maybe it was last weekend or something. I think he did.
I feel like that would have been, like, huge news.
I think that happened. I'll say this. And again, I'm not going to get excited for it, but Britton's pitch count, it was 11-7. So, if they were ever going to use Zach Britton 3 days in a row.
Look at the lineup. You think they're going to treat this like a must-win and use Britton three? Do you think they're going to break the 2 days in a row rule with, and this is a starting lineup they put out there?
Insane.
There's no way.
18 pitches in 2 days. God, Cole. I'm sorry. I feel bad for Gerrit Cole. This was supposed to be on Cole. Like, we got the Orioles. We got a win last night. We're back home. Get it going. Now it's not. It's not on Garrett Cole.
They did use him 3 days in a row. You're right.
Thank you.
The second, the third, and the fourth. Doubleheader day. They needed him to save. Cool. Yeah, whatever. It's Otto's not going to get in the mix. Maybe they will.
Someone in the chat, why is Hicks batting third? Because look at everybody else.
Who do you want over Hicks? Honestly, look at the nine guys they chose. And
Gary?
Tell me.
Slide Gary up to three?
Who do you want over
Sparkham? Joe's almost got sick on me.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
This dude Keegan Aiken's been good, man.
Yeah, he has.
Two starts, but he's been good.
Yankee second time seeing him, right?
Yeah. Well, who faced him last time?
We tied in the last Homer draft. Jimmy got Voit because I passed on him. Voit homers when I do that. I had Righty Hicks, and then
Higgy had a hit off him last game.
Oh, like that.
So did Glaber and Clint.
Like that. Jimmy's up on the year, 5-4, 18-5. Okay. Who goes first, Sackmaster? Is it Jom?
Jimmy goes first.
Jomalama Ding Dong?
Sure. Okay, I'll go first. The Homer Draft is brought to you by Coverage Gear. They give us the gear to cover the teams, to do what we need to do. If you want to get the gear yourself, you can go to coveragegear.com.
Jerseys.
Discount code JOMBOY gets you a free hat.
Stickers, I think.
Asterisk. Scroll down. Not a free hat. 20% off. Bait and switch.
Got him. That's marketing.
That is marketing.
Business 101.
I thought it was a free hat. You got to read the fine print, dummy.
All right, 20% off. That's still okay.
Yeah. Okay, who do I want? Who do I want? Lefty on the bump.
Lefty on the bump. There's a lefty on the bump. Lefty on the bump. There's a lefty on the bump.
Four-game set, so you don't want to take all the good guys right away.
Four-game set. Four-game set.
My first pick will be DJ LeMahieu.
He's going long gone today?
Well, we just did a Sharp Stats teaser. Comes out tomorrow about Yankees versus lefty pitchers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are really bad versus lefty pitchers. One of our best hitters against lefties is DJ LeMahieu, so I'm taking him.
Okay. Good pick. Good player.
Thank you.
I, too, will be taking DJ LeMahieu. Illegal.
Illegal. Zach, illegal. Call him out on that.
Zach,
hard whistle.
That was a test. That's you failed.
Illegal.
Okay, you passed. You passed. You passed.
Jim, I'm so happy. You know this. I'm a bad gambler.
Yeah.
I'm a double down kind of guy. Sometimes the hats leave this room.
There's one right behind you. Glaber, you want him?
You always have to have an ace in the hole. I'm taking... Happy Glaber Day, Glaber Torres. And then if Joe's McFly holds that Tanaka hat again, I might take him. You might see Tanaka pinch hit today. That's on the what to watch for. I'm taking Glaber.
Such a bad what to watch for. There's no way that happens.
And like you mentioned, it's a long series, so I might take a deep cut, Jim.
Take Ford, you bitch.
You wish. You so wish. I will be taking, represented by Jorge Potatoes.
Not yet.
Tyro Estrada.
Oh, wow.
Into the bleachers.
He hits lefties as well.
Into the bleachers. So
I'm
going up the middle today.
I might protest and take Voit as a pinch hit, but it's first game of four-game set, so
you
I
you don't
do
want to use Voit as your pinch hit. No. Not starting.
I'll take this fucker. Hicks.
Okay.
I don't like that. Righty Hicks. I'm not into it, but whatever. Those are my picks. Zach, whose picks do you like better?
Joe's holding the Gary Sanchez hat confidently.
DH Gary. Ooh.
DH Gary. I'll let you.
Okay.
Four-game set? Come on. Believe in something for once in your life.
But I like DH Gary.
I know. I'm rooting for you to take DH Gary.
Oh, can I have
Yeah! We're back. That just saved the team.
You think so?
That just saved the team.
Okay. A little confidence boost. Zach, whose picks do you like best?
Tig and Eichen.
Yeah.
And quick reminder, Jake took Tyro.
Yeah.
Now, and Glaber.
I think the window's open. We're getting a lot of hot air in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Someone's welcome.
Coming in. Yeah. But I like the last minute Gary pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
I do too.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mike and Ike.
Time for the over-under. Brought to you by Jake's Ears. That's got to be broken somehow. A lot of hot air. No?
Just a little leaning.
Breathe out. Oh, did I say it wrong? The over-under today, Cole versus All-Star Keegan Aiken. I'm going to say that they have this at 9, Jake.
So I know what it is. Ant, casually in conversation, mentioned, what do you like in the over-under today? It said the number. So I believe it's lower than that. I think I was told it was 8.
Where's that air going right now?
Right to you, Big Daddy. You want more of a turn?
Going here.
9. It's
okay.
9.
So Ant just lied to me.
Well, you could use different sites than we use.
My sources had 9.
Yeah. I'm going to take the under. Because I'm trying to put faith in Cole, and I think they put a terrible lineup out.
It's the under.
Yeah.
It's the under. If they gave me the good lineup, it was going to be tempting. I was going to take the under if it was 8. So, we're going under. Tyro, Solo, Yak, Glaber, 3 home run day, 4-1 Yanks. Easy.
I do have Andujar in the Talking Baseball.
Seems like you got a little more spread out.
Yeah. It's the under. Zach, what are you taking? Over, under?
Do it.
I'm gonna ride with under.
Nice. Yeah.
So soft.
You wanted me to go against what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Tilt it more. Aim it towards Joe's.
You want it towards Joe's now.
Now it's hitting me perfectly. So it's coming. Do you see the little angles inside the fan? They got it at a hard right. Yeah, yeah. So now it's off me. So now it's going to go where it's, yeah. Interesting. You know, directions. Things like that.
Whoa.
Cole Jam bullpen gives up 3. Yanks win 4-3.
But I just turned it. Whatever. Yeah. No, I mean, Garrett, it would be great if you shoved and we could say the awesome things we want to say about you, but I also feel bad about what they've done behind you.
Yeah, if Andujar messes up a ball on left and if Ford goes hitless, this will be, like, I will, WFAN Jimmy will be out in full force on my second Twitter account. I will be livid. So that's my true what to watch for. Andujar can't botch a ball on left, and Ooh. Ford can't give a dud of a performance, because if those two things happen, I will be livid.
I might have something.
Yeah.
A little shimmer of hope.
Yeah.
Last game, Davey shoves. We go to Britain. We go to Chapman. Feels right. That's what the Yankees are supposed to do. Insurance run. How about this game's feeling tight? Maybe it's a tied game. Someone gets on. Either Higgy, Ford, maybe even Papadou. No, not Andujar, because you'll see where I'm going.
Kratz pinch hit for Ford.
Pinch run. Wade comes in. Does his job as a pinch runner. Yankees take the lead. They give it to Chapman. It feels like the plan worked. Like, we saved Wade to come in and do this.
Okay. Gardner can also do that.
Gardy could do it, too, but they're resting him, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's just bad.
Yeah.
Stupid. Go Yanks!
Go Yankees.
Thanks for tuning in. What's the song we're playing? How about a little Suicide?
Ooh.
What was it called?
It's Elton John.
Yeah, I think it's called I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself.
Sir Elton.
It is. I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, Yanks.
I've been sad all day. True or false?
You've been okay. When the lineup came out, that that turned the knob to sad.
I said yet last night that if they put Ford in the lineup, it's bullshit.
Stealing wins, baby. Worked well this year.
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm a little suicide. I don't know all these lyrics.
Joe, you dance a little bit too. Just
feel whatever you think the rhythm is. Cause a little suicide. Stick around for a couple
of days.
Bye, guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.